Seasons, you're with us, you're going ahead of us, the battle is yours. So many different ways of looking at it. And yet we will fear. And I pray, Father, that those here tonight and those who will get these tapes or on the internet, when they do see themselves in fear, that they'll stop fearing. Maybe pull out these notes. Stop fearing and go back into faith. Remember, there is nothing to fear. I pray, Father, that we will have such awe of you that we'll have so little fear of man. We praise you, Father, in your Son's precious name.
Okay, the book of Revelation, chapter 2. This is 6 May 2003, and we are in the midst of studying the seven churches. I was just getting ready to comment. I don't know whether I ought to apologize to you or ask for a raise or forget all that I know, because Myrna's taken more, a lot more time than anybody's going to give it. But we're going to do tonight. I'm sorry, I've just never seen it done and didn't get it. Just studying, and it's what happens. Get to see the things we're going to see tonight. It may be the very reason that you're here in this small assembly. These are the kinds of things you want to see. And I pray that it is.
You're not going to go around the room and ask people what they think about
it. No. No. That would be too dangerous.
What are we going to have in the open question?
You see, you're always free to raise your hand and talk. Yeah, always, always free to comment and talk. Absolutely, always. Dr. Riley, who said in a senior year, we were sitting in the mess hall at the seminary talking, and he said, sometimes I just hate to give tests because I'm so scared of what y'all are going to say. He said, I have to give tests, but he said, sometimes I'm just amazed. And he had just given a test in theology, and it boggled him, his mind, some of the things that he got. And he told us, not in class, but in private sitting, and he just said, I'm frightened to turn some of these men loose on the world. He said, I can't believe what 4 years, after 4 years, what they've learned, what they've come up, their ideas. He said, I just, he just was amazed. He said, the one, the absence of knowledge, and two, some of the things that some of the men think about God, it was just, come on in. It just boggled his mind. And so I got to do where I am with the Holy Spirit and where I am in teaching. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Spirit can open our eyes and ears. Some pastors spend maybe 1 hour on Smyrna, and most people, that's about it, but I cannot rush through where he just says, no, I want you to do, I want you to take them somewhere else on this. So let's begin with the word of prayer, that he will open all of our eyes and see what's going on in Scripture in Revelation chapter 2. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, just to move into our lives.